Cotania County Commission, Thursday, September 15, 2011. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our first order of business this morning is food service management and the prior bid that we had taken, that we asked the sheriff to review for us, for himself. Jim, could you address?
Okay. We've reviewed those, all three bidders that sent in. Avions, CBM, and ABL all met the criteria that was put out for the bid. We reviewed the bids, the pricing on it. CBM was real close to ABL, however, ABL was the low bidder, and we've had a very good relationship with ABL. They're our current provider, so we would recommend that we accept ABL as our contractor.
I'm just reading real fast. I'm going to move that we accept ABL as our primary food service management company for 2011-12. I mean, when does it expire?
It's a three-year contract.
Okay. We award food service management, ABL for the food service management for the Taney County Jail.
I'll second the motion.
How many versions you got of that motion?
One.
Okay, good.
Motion's been made and seconded that Taney County award the food service management contract to ABL upon the recommendation of the county sheriff. Is there any discussion? And I have a question. This is a three-year contract.
Yes.
During that three-year period, do you have the right to go back out for bid if they're not in compliance?
In the contracts, there is always if there's a dissatisfaction with them not being in compliance, there's a required written 30-day notice, and then at that point you can either rebid, go to another contractor, whatever.
Would it be all right, gentlemen, if we could include this into the minutes? I mean, this is the tabulation that would always help for anybody ever pull the minutes. Why? Here's the supporting documentation of why.
Summarize. I would ask that as well.
Is that all right with you guys?
Yeah, well, yes, certainly it's all right with me. I really like the way that this is done up, too, gentlemen. It shows us that all three met requirements, right, of the bids?
Yes.
Gentlemen, any more discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff. Now, that begins when the other one expires?
Yes, same. They'll be sending the contracts, and we'll give them to you. Actually, the other one expiring here in just a few days.
Okay.
But they'll continue on.
Very good. I like this, and Lynn, you heard Mr. Stoffis ask him to put this into the minutes.
I already gave her my copy.
I have another.
I know you already killed the tree, but I don't need to have anything like that.
Not only are you a gentleman and a scholar, you easily give up paper.
I'm a giver.
Thanks for your help, man.
Thank you.
See you later.
And I look and I'm seeing that agenda request review is next.
Really?
That's what it says on my agenda.
Well, that's special. I didn't know that. I thought it was another bid.
Which will follow
the agenda request. Wow.
If we'd like to go ahead with the bid, yep. Since Mr. Erickson's here. And
let's do that.
Move that.
Since
let's
we,
shuffle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm...
Do we need to go out and get the folder, Nikki's folder? She has those requests in. Does she hear us?
Well, but she's also by herself.
She's a one-person show right now downstairs.
I don't know where to look, though.
Well, her desk is covered because
we
had those stained ceiling tiles they're replacing.
Literally covered.
What?
Literally covered.
Yeah, it's covered with plastic and all that.
Would you send Jillian a note just to see if she can find it?
I will be more than happy to do so, sir.
The if I remember...
Or type something out and have it sent, hard copy.
If I remember...
I'll have it printed.
...correctly, there was only two things in that that we hadn't approved Monday at agenda request for today. There was only two things left for Monday, but I don't remember what they were.
No, I saw lots of good... I mean, there's one thing I'd like to add that I was unsure of that I'd like to add, and it doesn't have to be pressing, but evidently MoDOT has finalized all the paperwork for the barn on Mount Berenson, finally.
Let's put it on there then.
And so what we've got now is now we can start talking about timelines and how we're going to break down and what we're going to do with staffing and things like that. So I'd like to have that conversation, but obviously we could have that with Road and Bridge next time they're coming up, which is probably another week or so. But I want to make sure we get that on the agenda sometime soon.
Is all the paperwork signed? I mean,
it went back and forth with Nikki yesterday via email, and she said it's all 100% done now.
All right.
And Jillian has responded. She's now printing out the formal request of me. No, I'm joking. She's coming at it right now with the folder.
Oh, thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and let's be sure and get that on there. It's on the agenda for next week sometime about this barn, because I'm getting a lot of conversation from Road and Bridge employees.
Yeah,
plus, I'm getting a lot of conversation from the public about if that's going to be ready this winter for use. And
Mr. Stottle wanted to know, it spurred from the fact that the yard's not been mowed. So when we found out the paperwork had been filed, we're now responsible for mowing. So I'd like to authorize the west side to go ahead and mow, or somebody to go mow that.
Yeah, they got the mowers over here, so.
If that's all right. We got some mowers.
And that's actually, he contacted me, was a mowing mower contractor.
Okay. Well, if you're right, I'll call Stottle and say go ahead and just get it mowed.
Do we have...
And then the requests.
There was only a couple, right?
Yeah, I think the two we held were holding. She scheduled a bunch of stuff for the next multiple days, next week.
Yeah, can you also bring us a copy of what tentatively is scheduled for next Monday?
Yes.
I can just pull it up if you want to look.
And,
yes, do you want to bring that? Anybody else have a job there?
Right now we've got the biosolids update meeting at 9:30.
They're coming over to make a presentation.
Yes, that's the issue. Pat Keck's going to be here to talk about the issues based off that meeting we had last week on Wednesday.
Right.
We've got a county uniforms bid opening. We've got a roof replacement bid opening. We've also got that's our hearing, public comment, agenda requests at 1:00, and legal update at 1:15. And then IDA is at 3:00 if there is. So right now we have nothing from 10:30 to 1:00.
Well, do you want to, if in fact everything's in place, put the MoDOT building?
Put MoDOT down there. We can always reschedule if we don't have.
I will send a note to have Jillian post that. Do you have a blank? Let's hear a blank one.
She's bringing me also a copy of a hard copy of.
Oh my goodness.
Morning. This is for today.
Yeah, that's the award for social service. They're all excited. You want me to get it? I can just make a copy of this and scratch it out and do a formal, official form. Let me just do that real fast.
On the budget?
No, I'll just make a copy of this, scratch this out and put the MoDOT, and that way Nikki has the official form.
Oh, well, we can do that afterwards.
Too. Okay, perfect. Oh.
That way we'll try to stay somewhat in MoDOT, wires on the ground. While we're in discussion regarding agenda review, I got a call last night about wires that for cable service that are just laying on the ground. They're in Valley View Village. I drove out there, and the lines stretched down two or three blocks. And they just run across people's driveways in our ditch line. right, I mean, right on the edge of the road, and in some instances, actually laying in the road.
You said it's MediaCom?
That was the report that I was given. But
we could ask a staff person to call MediaCom and see if they can find out at least the installation group. And I have no problem following up with that. If you, I don't know if we need to have an agenda discussion, if because they may be.
I don't think that we.
I would like to add it to the list of things that we talked to council about, because if we have liability for those lines being there,
mm-hmm.
someone trips, falls, bicycle gets neck wrapped up in one of those cables, are we liable?
Two or three blank ones.
We need this folder. I pulled up what's posted, the folder of what the requests are that we have on schedule.
You can bring the sheets as well.
They should be in that folder too. But it being 8:16, you can move on.
Let's move on and come back to it as soon as we get through with this.
Sure. Why don't we postpone to a definite time of 8:30? That way we can bring it up prior to the executive session.
Motion to postpone to a definite time agenda requests to 8:30.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone agenda review for an indefinite time of 8:30 a.m. this morning. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is Cisco servers and the award process or the bid process.
Award process. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
On Monday, we received, in response to our request for a proposal on Cisco servers, one response, and that response was turned over to the IS department for review and recommendation. And that dollar amount on that one response, I believe, was $13,124.28. And I have met with Mark with the IS department, and he has some detailed information to make his recommendation to you all at this time. So I'll turn it over to Mark.
Good morning, everybody.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Sorry, Mark.
So I guess we got the one bid. Ron actually used his other channels to submit our request for bids for these specific type of servers to a handful of other organizations. We actually only got one bid in. It was actually from the vendor that the county's worked with in the past, Alexander Open Systems. So upon my recommendation, the price that they actually quoted us is exactly, or they put on the bid is exactly what they quoted us when we were initially kind of feeling them out on what this was going to cost. We did actually reach out to Dell and HP. Dell actually came back to us, too, before we actually chose the specific model of servers. But believe it or not, we actually could get these a little bit more advanced Cisco servers at a cheaper cost than what Dell was offering at. And we had absolutely no success with even HP even calling us back or even trying to get involved on it. So I guess in a way we got the... It appears we got the best deal we could find, all on one bid, so I was kind of surprised how that worked out.
So your recommendation is go with AOS then?
Yes, I'm comfortable that there's been enough effort put forth to seek out other participation. Plus, I've talked to the recorder, which is who these servers are for, and he was amazed that that was a very reasonable, if not low, amount based on previous experience. And so... I concur with everything that Mark says here. Recommend that the commission award AOS.
Is this an expense that would come out of our line item for equipment that was set up in January?
Yep.
Go ahead, Dan.
As the comment you made about the this is for the recorder, is there other departments that can benefit off this server?
The recorder's office basically said he has a software upgrade that he needs to get done. He's already pretty much on the end of his life cycle. He's trying to stay in a routine of upgrading his servers every 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
He did come to me and say, I always We always buy equipment that's good for the whole county, not just good for the recorder's office. Uh-huh. So these are probably a little, there's more capacity here on these servers than just what the recorder's office needs.
That's all I need. Yep. That's all I needed to know so that we're...
Yep. Yeah, so these will definitely be utilized for other county functions.
Motion to award Cisco servers bid to Alexander Open Systems.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to award Cisco servers bid to Alexander Open Systems, known as AOS. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Are you making faces again?
No, sir. I got a twitch.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The twitch is gone now. Thank you, Mark.
Appreciate gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Aviation fuels not till 8:45.
Yeah, I think Mark may come over for that, parent.
Okay. Yes, I accidentally dialed his number. He said he would be here this morning at 8:45.
Okay. Right. So this is next.
Quick dial or something.
Take some of my stuff. With
possible
me
for training.
I'll be back.
You're up now.
Really? Where at?
Here. That's what that is. That's what. But this is what it is. IT training budget for Mark and Melissa, and it's under possible personnel. We want to talk about individuals being trained. That's what it's about. I didn't post it. I'm trying to put the pieces together. It's a puzzle here.
Why don't we jump back to our... Dan, you start to say something?
Yeah, that's not the only thing on that executive session.
For personnel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's jump back to our
jump back.
Did you
say jump back?
That's what he said.
There'll be no dancing up here this morning. Well, we're just way too efficient.
This is something we have to schedule. We all got emails from BOA and PNZ board appointments. We've
yes.
got to make that a discussion point maybe next Monday of bringing some names up.
Can
you do with that?
Well, I called Nikki yesterday in discussion and thought we'd put that on there for today, but I guess maybe not.
It didn't make it on there, but we could move it on for Monday.
Okay.
But we can't talk about this for seven more minutes. So.
Let's stand in recess till 8:30.